100.7 WHUD. Good morning. It's 6:16.
Well, the Rockland Boulders will make history tomorrow night. Specifically, Nick Wallenda, the aerialist, will make history when he throws out the first pitch. But where he's doing it from is what the story's all about. He's a seventh-generation aerialist who takes his job very seriously.
I train 6 days a week and about 5 to 6 hours a day. So there's a lot of training that goes into what I do and a lifetime of training.
All right. So when you hop off the wire, then what? You go grab a hot dog and a beer?
Well, when I hop off the wire, I'll probably go do some sort of a press conference, I'm sure. And then really it's about spending time with my family. I'm sure we'll sit back and enjoy the game. You know, they're playing the Cuban Nationals that evening, and I'm looking forward to just watching the game. I think there's going to be some fireworks afterwards. Of course, my family travels with me, so my wife and three kids will be there, and just looking forward to it. I think it's important that everybody listening knows that the walk takes place just prior to the game. It's at 6:45 p.m., so make sure you get there early, taking place prior to the game, because I am actually throwing out the first pitch from the wire, which will be a new Guinness World Record for the highest first pitch thrown out. So I'm looking forward to that. It'll be fun, exciting. You know, I've wanted to walk over a baseball stadium for many, many years, and the reason being is my great-grandfather was very known for that. He walked over a lot of baseball games, and again, what I do is really about paying tribute to my family as well, and this is just an incredible opportunity.
Where are you going to hold the ball?
I actually have an umpire's pouch on the side that I purchased. It'll hang on my belt, and I'll reach in, and I'll throw out that pitch.
Looking forward.
It better be a strike.
Yeah, I'm more nervous about that than the walk, to be honest with you.
Yeah, we've both done first pitches, and it is very nerve-wracking when you're on the, you know, throwing out a first pitch.
It is, especially when people have high expectations, no pun intended.
Well, Nick, thank you so much for a couple of minutes, and we can't wait to meet you on Saturday night.
Awesome, thanks so much. We'll see you then.
All right, tomorrow night, the game starts at 7, but you want to get there bright and early so that you can see the
in your seat at 6:45.
That's going to be incredible. I get nervous just looking at people up high because I'm afraid of heights, so I can't imagine what that's like. About 125 feet in the air, and he's going to cross the stadium. It's 500 feet from one side to the other.
Then reach into his umpire belt and throw out a pitch. There you go.
Unbelievable. I mean, just somebody does this every day, right?
Yeah. He sounds like a sweetheart, too.
Yeah, he really seems like a nice guy, so we wish him the best tomorrow night at the newly named,
Palisades Credit Union Park.
Right.
In Pomona. Caller 7, you're going with 4 tickets to the Rockland Boulders as they play the Cuban national team, which is cool enough.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night at 7, but this walk over the stadium happens at 6:45, and caller 7 has 4 tickets.
Plus, I'm going to be there before the game, so when you stop by to spin the wheel, I will have for you caller number 7, Eric Clapton's new CD called I Still Do, in stores now. Promotional consideration provided by Bush Brants and Surf Dog Records. For additional information, go to ericclapton.com. It's a great new CD, I Still Do. We'll give you that, too.
Caller 7.
1-877-274-9483. Good luck.
Barbecue.